It's now time for the Suzy Scoop with Amy Eastlack of Suzy Said. Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. Suzy Said, gives you the scoop on what's happening in and around town this weekend.
Well, good morning, everyone. I am kind of in shock that it is already almost mid-November. I don't know where that all went. It seemed like it was Halloween, and all of a sudden now Thanksgiving is right around the corner. But I am so excited because, you know, this time of year is when all the holiday stuff starts kicking off. And I'll have to admit, I was a little bit weary when I started seeing Christmas stuff up in like Michael's and places like that when I was looking for Halloween costumes. But now that November's here, I'm so pumped. The holidays are around the corner. And one of my favorite ways to kick off the holidays is with the Junior League of Charlottesville's Mistletoe Market. And that is coming up this Sunday. And we are blessed today that we have a representative from the Junior League right here with us. Thank you so much for being here. We have Camelyn Leone. She is the chair of the marketing committee for the Mistletoe Market. Thank you for being here, Camelyn. Welcome.
Amy, thank you. And I just want to say I feel I've come full circle. I moved to Charlottesville almost 2.5 years ago, and I saw the Junior League on Suzy Said's website, the membership event.
And here we are.
And here I am, a member of the Junior League in Charlottesville.
I love it. And talking with Suzy Said.
And talking with Suzy Said and talking about Mistletoe Market, which is really one of my favorite events that the Junior League does. And I am on the marketing committee. And I guess the first thing to say is let's give the facts. It's November 13th. It's at the Omni Hotel in downtown Charlottesville. It's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is $5. Kids under 10 are free, and there will be kids' activities.
Love that.
We have the Who's in Trouble singing at 1:30. We have Santa coming from 4 to 6. One of our vendors, One Creative Cookie, Kelly Trout, is doing an activity table.
And I love those cookies. Kelly makes, they're not just beautiful, they are the most amazing tasting cookies I've ever had.
I know, the icing tastes good.
The icing is, I know Kelly, and it's like a old family recipe that she kind of tweaked and made, and they are incredible. So
she has something for the kids, and this is a fundraiser for Junior League. Our mission is to serve the community and to empower women. Last year, we gave over $10,000 of community grants. We gave over 2,600 hours of volunteer hours. So it's a great organization. It's a national and international organization. And I'm really pleased to be a part of it. And I'm really pleased you had me in today to talk more about it.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here. And I think that the Junior League, obviously, I love to shop. I always talk about this on the podcast. You see me talking about it on Suzy Said all the time. And I especially love these local markets because you can get such great, unique holiday gifts or things for yourself. I will admit that I will almost always buy something for myself too. Sometimes I get something early and then I end up wearing it myself and realize, oh, that was supposed to be for my mom. So then I might have to get something later. Mm-hmm. But the other reason that I love that I'm so excited to have you here is that I really feel strongly about what the Junior League of Charlottesville does. I think that maybe people, and one of the reasons I wanted to have you come in here today is that maybe people don't even understand. You just gave us a great stat about 2,600 hours. Mm-hmm. And that is, these women go out and there are so many different opportunities. If you're someone who's thinking about joining the Junior League, strongly recommend it. It is such a great way. And you can attest to this for yourself, Camelyn, that such a great way to get involved in your community and meet some really great people. And they do everything from Meals on Wheels to, I can't think of all the
different PS. Yeah, well, our community partners are the Boys and Girls Club of Charlottesville and Albemarle, Children, Youth, and Family Services, and the Virginia Discovery Museum. But we are trained volunteers. And if you are a nonprofit organization in the Charlottesville, Albemarle County vicinity, and you need volunteers, you should contact the Junior League. Because like you said, we do Meals on Wheels. We volunteer for the free clinic. We volunteer for all kinds of fundraisers. We volunteer for PTO. And we're members of the Junior League because we believe in this. But we also get a lot out of the Junior League. We get training. We have special events. There's a lot of social activities for women of all ages. And like I said, it is a national and international organization. So if you leave Charlottesville, you can always plug in to the Junior League. I mean, and it's not just all about volunteerism, but it's also about finding babysitters and networking for jobs. And
it's an amazing, amazing resource. I think I started in the Junior League when I first moved here as well. And just amazing how many, all of a sudden I had all these new friends. And it was people who really wanted to help out and be there. Well, let's get back to the Mistletoe Market.
Okay, back to shopping.
Let's talk shopping. All right.
Let's talk shopping. Let me tell you about a few of our merchants that I think represent the variety of of merchandise and personality that we'll have at the market.
Sounds good.
Of course, there's lots of merchants that you may have heard about. Meg Runyon, Erin McDermott, they're very popular. They've
local,
come back
wonderful
year after,
women.
Wonderful women. Talented. They have wonderful jewelry. But this year we have a few new merchants, and I'm very excited about new merchants because they bring a lot of new energy to the mistletoe market. And this event is about energy, it's about personality, and it's just really fun to work with all these creative people. Jennifer Carroll Designs. She's actually the Victoria Magazine Artist in Residence, and she's based out of Crozet, and she makes beautiful handmade paper products, ornaments, cards, all kinds of custom paper products for events, for birthday parties. Her designs are beautiful.
I was on her website last night. Absolutely gorgeous. Just like blew my mind.
Yeah. So she is new. She's gotten a lot of national recognition. You'll find her at Mistletoe Market. Let me see. Peter Blair Accessories. I just want to mention we have something for everyone.
For the guys, men, too.
Men, children, grandparents, babysitters. You need a gift. You'll find it at Mistletoe Market. Let me see. Who else do I want to talk about? Another really fun new merchant is Sweet You. Do you need a pair of orange pumps?
Because they have them. I got on the site. I saw that. They are so cool.
They are so cool and they are so cute. And even if you didn't go to UVA, if you like shoes, you are going to love Sweet You shoes because they're high quality and they're just great designs. And especially if you're a UVA grad, right. I think they're expanding their line to other universities. So they'll be taking orders at Mistletoe Market. And then we have Oliver Handmade.
Right.
She is local.
It's very
custom. She does custom handmade children's gifts. And, you know, if you're a mom and let's say you're from Texas and your child's name is Anastasia, she will come up with a onesie, especially for your daughter.
Right. It's unbelievable. And they're just, and I love that. It's local. It's handmade. Like mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You call her up and you say, this is, you know, or you come see her at Mistletoe Market and you say, this is kind of what I'm thinking. She'll come up with something for you. Or she's also got pre-made stuff too.
She also has, if you're not creative like me, I'm not creative. I see something
That's
cute.
What she's there for.
That's what she's there for. And then we have, you know, Feast is coming and they're going to have samples of their products.
Yum. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, oh, just a lot of great merchants, and there's too many to name. Some of them you'll recognize. Stella and Dot is always very popular at Mistletoe Market. Mary Kay is there. Silpata, Girls Day Out, which is another jewelry maker. So we really have something for everyone.
You do.
And I just encourage everyone to come out. It's a lot of fun. And if you stay downtown, I should mention some of our sponsors. Blue Light Grill is having a special the day of Mistletoe Market. If you go there and you'll have a wristband, if you buy an entree, you'll get another entree for half price.
Can't beat that. Wow, this just keeps getting better and better.
We want to keep you downtown. Charlottesville Press, One Creative Cookie, Waynesboro Garden Center is doing all kind of the beautiful decorations.
It's always so beautiful in there. I love that.
Blue Ridge AV and Lighting will help us with sound. Albemarle Family, of course, is a big sponsor.
They're great about that.
Crozet Gazette has also been a media sponsor for us. So, and by Betsy. Betsy is a Junior League member. She's helped us with all the flyers, and she's great. So this is really a community event. It's about community business people. It's about Charlottesville and the Junior League and having a lot of fun for a good cause.
All right. I love it. Again, that event is on Sunday at the Omni. Only five? Was it $5?
It's $5 admission. Yes.
$5 admission. You can't beat that. And you know what? I know a lot of these junior league ladies are also very entertaining themselves.
We are a riot.
They are, and it's just a fun event. So, Camlin, I cannot thank you enough for coming in this morning, sharing all this great information. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Sunday because I, of course, will be there shopping.
Good.
All right, Anna. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's now time for the Suzy Scoop with Amy Eastlack of Suzy Said. Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. Suzy Said, gives you the scoop on what's happening in and around town this weekend.
All right. All right. Well, now we know that Mistletoe Market is happening this week. And again, I can't say enough good things about the women at the Junior League and this great event. I love to shop. You know that. And so I will be there probably for quite a few hours. And you'll probably see the little Suzys running around, too, because they are a huge fan of shopping, luckily. But also, I will say, They really love Kelly Trout's One Creative Cookie cookies. We actually had them at Katie's birthday party this summer, and they were a huge hit, so you want to check that out. Let's talk about a few other awesome fun things that are going on this weekend. Let's start. I don't know why I always start with family fun. Maybe because I like to have fun and I love my family. But let's talk about one that doesn't relate to me necessarily, because I will say I am out of this stage of parenting and I'm happy. But for you that have toddlers and are thinking about potty training, there is a great event going on Saturday, 10 to 12. This is put on by CYFS, which is Children, Youth, and Family Services, a great organization here in town that does so many things for parents and kids. And they are bringing in Dr. David Reynolds from, who was a doctor at Pediatric Associates, and he is going to, they're calling this All Aboard the Potty Train. And basically, it's information about different approaches to potty training, how to know if your kid is ready, tips and tricks kind of, and strategies for encouraging positive potty training experience. Because if you're a parent that's done this before, you probably know that it can be, I'm going to be honest, it can be kind of frustrating. I mean, it's just it's a natural thing, but it's not always easy. And every kid is a little bit different for what works for them. So I think this is such a great thing they're doing. This is a free event. Childcare is provided, but keep in mind, you need to RSVP, and childcare is based on space. So you can contact CYFS. Their website is cyfs.org about that. And again, that's Saturday at CYFS from 10 in the morning until noon. And that's free. So there is one thing. Talking about the kids, here's another fun thing for the kids. I love that Lowe's does. I mean, you know, once you're a homeowner, it seems like you spend way more time at Lowe's than you ever thought you would. And I'll be honest, I'm not that handy, but yet there I am. My kids, on the other hand, are handy and love to build and make things. And I love this. Lowe's does these kid workshops, and they call them build and grow workshops. This Saturday, which is the 12th at 10 o'clock, they're doing a science lab. So basically, show them that science can be fun, and they kind of make this whole little science lab. It's out of wood, and it comes with cards for experiments that they can do at home. That's at 10 o'clock. You can sign up for that online, and you go to lowesbuildandgrow.com, and then they have another one coming up the following week, which is actually where you build a little Santa and reindeer out of wood, so it's pretty fun too. So that's going on at Lowe's this weekend. Another great resource. Okay, this is a fabulous resource here in our area called the Parent Resource Center. And they are doing their fourth annual Live and Learn Parent Conference and Resource Fair. And basically, this is a great, great resource for parents and families and community members who are involved with children with special needs. And it's not just if you have a child with special needs. If you know a child with special needs, or you know someone who has a child with special needs or a disability, there are lots of services out there, but it can be kind of overwhelming. So this conference and resource fair that they're doing, this is Saturday from 8:30 in the morning until 1:30. It's free. And there will be little sessions on so many different topics, like visual strategies, eye touch training for students with disabilities, really cool way of technology, IEPs, stress-free homework. There's just a ton of great resources. And then they'll have this resource fair running, and there'll be lots of local agencies and organizations that are committed to providing services to individuals with disabilities. So if you have any questions, concerns, or if you know somebody that might be might have a child or with a disability, this is a great, great resource. And this is put on by the PREP, which is the Piedmont Regional Education Program, and the Parent Resource Center. They are located at 225 Lambs Lane. And again, that's just a great resource that we have here in our community. If you want more information, you can call them at 975-9400 or contact Sarah. Sarah is a great, just a fun-loving, great resource. She's really dedicated to her work. Sarah's email is SB as in boy, LECH. At k12albemarle.org. This is also on Suzy Said. If you didn't catch that, you can check it out on suzysaid.com. So that is on Saturday. And then there's one other thing. This is a little bit outside of Charlottesville. This is down in Richmond at Maymont. And I'm bringing it up today because there's always a lot of cool stuff going on in Richmond. I love the fact that it doesn't take us that long to get there. And, you know, being a bigger city, they have some things that we don't. And Maymont is just one of these really neat areas that I love to visit and that my kids love to visit. And they have their nature center, and the mansion is gorgeous, and especially around the holidays. We'll talk about that over the next couple of weeks. But they're doing something really cool, and I'm bringing this up because we've done this before with my kids, and we really enjoyed it. They call it Behind the Scenes at Maymont, and basically, you get to walk through the quote-unquote employees-only door, for kind of a peek at the inner workings of the Nature Center. So the Nature Center has all kinds of tanks and fish and all these great things to see. We've gone there for field trips with my kids' school. And to really see the behind-the-scenes thing is really neat for kids. So this is great for kids 5 and older, $6 per person. If you're a member, it's only $3. And you can just walk in and register at the Visitor Center. This runs Saturday from 1 to 1:30. Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 1:30. If you have a big group that you want to take, you got to pre-register. And that you can get that more information at maymont.org. And like I said, they decorate Maymont for the holidays, kind of back to the Victorian era. And it's just really, really beautiful. And they'll do tours and that. So we'll talk about that over the next coming weeks. So moving around to all the great things that are going on around town that are definitely kid friendly, but not necessarily geared just toward kids and families. I love this event. Again, you know, I like to shop, but I also really, am all about giving meaningful gifts. And one of the things that's coming up, having a voracious reader in my family, I love this, the Friends of the Library Fall Book Sale. So kind of kickstart your holiday shopping here. This happens at the Gordon Avenue Library, which is over at 1500 Gordon Avenue. There is every type of book here. It's not just for, this is not just your adult books. There's kid books. There's every genre and category. And all the money that they make goes back to the Friends of the Library. And these people are so dedicated to keeping our fabulous library system. And I know I go on and on about the library system here, but I've lived in towns that don't have what we have. And it's just a really fabulous resource. So this runs from Saturday the 12th, which is this Saturday, all the way through the 20th, and from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And there's also CDs, videos, all kinds of things there. So you want to check that out. You can get more information on Susie Said or at jmrlfriends.org. And again, that's at the Gordon Library. We talked about Mistletoe Market, but there's another market going on. It actually starts Thursday. UVA University Programs Council is sponsoring the University Artisan Bazaar. And there are over 20 artists with a variety of all kinds of things, basically jewelry, clothing, photographs, glassware, you name it, it's going to be there. And this is running at the Newcomb Hall Ballroom, and they are going to transform it into this beautiful marketplace. Runs from 10 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock in the evening, and this is Thursday and Friday. So you could basically have a whole weekend of shopping. Oh my gosh, that sounds so glorious to me. So that, if you want more information about that, you can check out SusieSaid.com or Kristen Ulmer. She is the contact for that, and her email is klu2bf@virginia.edu, those crazy UVA email addresses. So that is on Thursday and Friday. Let's talk a little bit about the arts. So I know that, you know, there's something about this week that I guess because Thanksgiving's right around the corner, we're going to start, you know, doing the grand illumination and all that kind of stuff coming up soon. This is kind of a more quiet weekend, and I actually kind of like that. There's some, gives you a chance to kind of check out some of the things you might not have checked out otherwise. So I want to talk a little bit about some of the theater that's going on. Live Arts has a show going on right now called Superior Donuts. I mean, if that name doesn't bring you in, I don't know what would. It's 8 o'clock on Saturday. The show runs through November 19th, so it's kind of your last chance to catch this. I have not seen this yet, but basically it's about a man who owns a donut store that is not doing very well. Another man, young man, comes into his life and wants to work there, and the old man's past and the younger man's future are called into question. And it's supposed to be very funny and very moving. So tickets are $19.50. And if you haven't seen a show at Live Arts, I highly recommend it. I went on a tour of Live Arts before I'd seen anything there through Leadership Charlottesville. And it's really unique. And there's quite several different venues within the Live Arts building. That's right on Water Street. It's a really unique way to see a play. And these people are so passionate about what they do. And then I also want to note that Dirty Barbie and Other Girlhood Tales, I've talked about this before because it's been at the Hamner Theater and maybe somewhere else. That starts on November 30th, and this is a really poignant play that is from a local woman, and it's funny and deep at the same time. So that's coming up in November at Live Arts. At the Paramount on Friday, which, you know what, I can't believe I haven't even mentioned how excited I am that this weekend is 11-11-11, because I just think that's like the coolest thing, and I can't wait until it's 11-11 at 11-11. On Friday night, the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company, they're performing what they call Serenade the Proposition for the final time. This has been a 3-year international tour, And it's all going to conclude at the Paramount. And this is really cool because Bill T. Jones will actually appear in the production, which he doesn't always do. He's the producer and the of all this. So he will actually be in the production, and that is at 8 o'clock on Friday night. Tickets are $29.50, $39.50, and $44.50, and just an amazing dance opportunity there. And then at the Hamner Theater, this is one night only on Saturday, November 12th, and it's a performance by a woman named Annika B. Lewis, and she's part of this performers exchange program. She's Danish-Swedish performance artist, and she just finished up a residency in D.C. and gets to come down here and do something. It's called Let's Get Personal. So it's supposed to be very funny. It's about self-help and it's provocative, and it sounds like it's going to be a really entertaining thing. This is definitely an adult-only show. General admission is only $15, and which is a suggested donation. The show's only about 30 minutes, and then there's a question and answer, reception, everything. She's supposed to be very, very funny and entertaining. So that's at the Hamner Theater. So, of course, you know I wouldn't let you get out of here without talking about some food and wine. So, yes, there is a wine event this weekend. Go figure. Very excited about this one. This is called Shenandoah Uncorked, and it's at the Yellow Barn at the Shenandoah Caverns. It's on Saturday. It's definitely family-friendly. There's going to be a little mini petting farm there for the kids. Those barrel train rides. I love that barrel train. I wish it was small enough to fit in there. Face painting, mood bounces, magicians. But, of course, there's also going to be fabulous local wineries. Just a couple that I am featured that I've pulled out. Barron Ridge Vineyards, Peaks of Otter Winery. There's going to be live music, lots of food. There's going to be kettle corn, apple butter. There's going to be barbecue. And this is actually indoors and outdoors. So it's a great way to kind of showcase the area's agricultural, musical, and culinary talents. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And more information, the full list of vendors and wineries and everything at shenandoahuncorked.com. Then I wanted to mention, this isn't actually an event that's happening this week. It started here in November, is the Hospice of the Piedmont, which is a really great local nonprofit that serves the terminally ill and their families. This is really special to me because I know that when my grandmother-in-law was diagnosed with cancer and was dying, hospice was the most amazing resource that we ever had. They just took such good care of her. They really helped my grandfather-in-law and the whole family. So this is something that's very important to me. And Hospice of the Piedmont is doing this really great thing to help you stretch your dining dollars. I love to eat out. I can't help it. I try not to. I love to eat out. So this is a great thing. For only $50, you get basically it's a dining ticket or dining book. And there's only over 50 area restaurants. And you get one free entree or sizable entree allowance when you purchase another entree of equal or greater value. Plus, there are 8 area theaters that are giving you a buy one, get one opportunity. So it's an estimated value of over $1,000, and you get it for just $50. And 100% of the proceeds go to Hospice of the Piedmont. So if you're interested in finding more about that, this runs started in November. You can use it all year long. You can contact Jackie at 817-6953. And she will have information about this. And again, I can't say enough about the Hospice of the Piedmont. They do programs for kids that are going through things, families. It's a really amazing organization. And last but not, I have two more things. One, I just found out this morning that there's a cooking class going on at Whitehall Vineyards. And if you've been listening or watching, you know that I am trying to learn to cook. And I know it's funny that I'm almost 40 years old and I don't really know how to cook. But you haven't met my husband yet either, and he is a fabulous cook, so I haven't felt the need to. But so I'm always looking for cool cooking classes, and I noticed that Whitehall Vineyards is having a cooking class on Sunday, and this is with professional chef Terry Sisson, whose last name I'm going to pronounce incorrectly, but she's of the Charlottesville Wine and Culinary, and they're going $65 per person, but the menu is roasted beet and parsnip butternut salad, poached oysters and leeks with bacon, chicken cordon bleu bread bowls, and check this out, lemon-drenched gingerbread cake. I'm so in. And if you go to this, please bring it back to my house because it sounds so wonderful. So you can get more information on that from Susie Sutter at the Whitehall Vineyards website as well. And they do these cooking classes every once in a while. It starts at 11 o'clock on Sunday, and just absolutely delicious. One thing I want to tell you about, a free event that's coming up on Monday, and you got to get your ticket for it now, so I'm going to tell you about it now. EAT with Tracy, or just EAT, is a great nutritional, and I don't know, I guess I don't know exactly how you'd quantify what Tracy does. She does everything, but EAT is located in Belmont, and they share studio space with Clay Fitness. And Tracy is very dedicated to clean eating, healthy eating, and she's bringing in Dr. Zachary Bush, who is the director of clinical affairs at Revolution Health in Scottsville. And he's going to be doing a seminar on how what you eat can change your genetics, and really basically to identify health resources that you can find to bring really make yourself feel good. And so you can actually, it's a free event. You can go to eatwithtracy.com and you can download your free ticket there. And again, that's in Belmont. This is Monday at 7 p.m. Free ticket, but you got to download it from Tracy's website. And I can't say enough good things about Tracy and the fabulous things they do there. So I'm just going to warn y'all, I got a little long-winded today. I'm going to try to shorten it up, but we have so much going on the calendar coming up. The wonderful gingerbread, Virginia Gingerbread Christmas is coming up. If you've never participated in the gingerbread houses at the Omni Hotel, this is all, there's downtown for the holidays. It's a huge celebration. I love how Charlottesville embraces this, but I'm a huge fan of these gingerbread houses because there's every level. We have been doing this. This is a tradition with my kids. We buy the kit and then we decorate them with everything we can find. But there are amazing professional people that do them. You have Girl Scout troops that do them. It is this room is just piled with all these amazing works of art. And I love the look on my kids' faces when they see their own, and even more so when they say other people's. So stay tuned to Suzy Said. Check out this podcast because I am going to be giving you the lowdown on all the great things that are going on kicking off the holidays here. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week. Everybody's